Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's still a really crazy scene out here. Very active. I'm at the corner of Cottman and Bustleton Avenue where NSTB and FBI and other investigators are still out here trying to see exactly what happened. They're still investigating after this Lear 55 jet, a medical transport flight carrying a young patient and her mother and four other crew members crashed just after leaving the Northeast Airport. Now, officials just spoke and said confirming one other person was killed on the ground and 19 others injured. Now, there's a lot of gas and power issues out here as well. PICO's been here overnight along with PGW, so there's been a lot of stuff going on. This is already a very active area. Now, I'm off of Cottman and Bustleton. Like I said, Jollibee Chicken is right at the corner, LA Fitness near Macy's. Now, we all know this is a very, very active site. It's literally right outside of a mall. Now, if I can look right down the street on Bustleton, you can hear all of the sirens still. It's still very active. Going right down Bustleton, you see this charred car, and that's in the middle of a huge pile of just debris. It's almost like a movie scene. It's absolutely chaotic still. Now, I spoke with a woman who actually works right here at Jollibee, who said this right now is nothing compared to what happened last night when she left work around 6 p.m.
So I was just walking near Macy's, and I was just listening to music, and then, boom, just a big blow-up. Like, it was just a fireball.
Now, that fireball, she said, just went straight up into the sky and almost stunned her. She had this body reaction where she said she didn't know what to do, fight or flight, and everyone around her was pretty much doing the same. Absolute chaos.
A lot of people was confused. Cars confused. They start driving faster, people running, confused, like...
Absolute chaos, she said. Yellow caution tape right now, literally wrapping around the entire neighborhood for blocks. You know, this is a mixed residential, commercial area. It's already a lot going on, and so many people are still coming out here. And just like the mayor and other officials say, please don't come out just to sneak a peek. Don't do it. There's already enough going on. I mean, it's just too much to bear. A lot of people are still just absolutely astounded, thinking, you know, what happened? Will there be answers to come as this investigation goes on? A lot of questions, and they still are waiting on some answers.